Ahorita we'll say good morning, me and my thing, all of our sponsors for this morning should to thank our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Kislev. Haba Alinu Litova, to thank Adam and Allison Steinmetz for dedicating Oder Shomer Drushos this month in memory of Adam's grandfather, Rabbi Sheldon Steinmetz Harav, Shlomo Tzvi Ruvain Ben Shimon Zichron Lubracha, Semi Malka Estherson in memory of their parents, Yitzchok Lei Ben Aaron Akoin, Sarah Rachel Bas Baruch Avram, Hinda Bas Henech Ephraim, and in memory of their dear family friend, Staff Sergeant Naftali Yonah Gordon Hashem Yikom Damo, Paul and Kathy Pollock, in memory of Paul's Mishpacha, Leah Bas Shmuel, Zachrini Shulamis Bas Shmuel and Esther Bas Zecharyo. Our day of learning, Dafyomi sponsor today, Ayal and Sarah Steinberg, and the Schos of continued refuah for Shulamis Chana Bas Susha and for an enduring refuah. Meres Hashem, in the merit of our learning, all those who need a refuah, Shavon Tchilat of Kol Chol Yisrael, all the Neshama Shavon Aliyah, the families in Nechama, and how the Echlesh Baruch Hu should shower brachas and besoros tovos upon Am Yisrael. Rabbi, with that, let us begin. We have a lot to do today, Baruch Hashem. A lot to do today. We are picking up, today's daf is Pei, 80. We are picking up Meres Hashem at the Mishnah on Ayin Tes and Mabez 79b. And the Mishnah says as follows. Rabbi, continuing in the interesting topic of mixtures. So the Mishnah says as follows. Dam Tamimim. Bidam bali mumim. So we'll say, what's the halacha ultimately again if you have blood of a regular sacrificial animal? It says dam tamimim, that is mixed ultimately again with dam bali mumim. So again, I have proper sacrificial blood mixed together with the sacrificial blood of bali mumim. What's the halacha? Yishboch la'amo. Pour out the mixture into the channel which runs through the Beis HaMikdash. So we'll say, if you take a look at Rashi, now, what's interesting about this, I don't understand. We just finished yesterday's sugya, and again, I both say, what is this a case of? What is this a case of? Min Mamino. What's the halacha about Min Mamino? Batal Barov. So what's the pshat that we're pouring this down the channel? What's the pshat with that? So if you look at Rashi, it's actually very interesting. Rashi says, Dam tim medam bali mumin. Milsa de shchichahi. So interestingly enough, Rashi says, this happens. This happens, I don't know how frequent, but this is not a totally infrequent occurrence. V'yishboch la'ama, pour out the mixture, why? G'zeira shema lo yarbe alav yachshiru. So we'll say, so this is actually fascinating. Rashi says, it's a g'zeira. This is the end of yesterday's soya. It's a g'zeira, it's a concern. What's the concern? The concern is like this, right? It's min mamino, and mamino is batal barov. Right, it's batal in a simple majority. What are we concerned about? We're concerned that what we have to be concerned is for what people see. You know, often, right, the great challenge of life is that we often jump to conclusions based on what we see, even though we don't have all the information. So the problem that this looks like is if you have sacrificially valid blood mixed with sacrificially invalid blood, and you're machshirit, people don't necessarily know that that's because it's a majority of kosher blood. They may just think that's what? In Mamino's bottle. So in order to avoid this, it's interesting, in order to avoid this, essentially the halacha says, whenever you have sacrificially unfit blood mixed with sacrificially fit blood, pour it out. Pour it out. Pour it out. We don't want people jumping to any erroneous conclusions. Which I will say, by the way, is an interesting Musar Haskil in general. You know, when we go through life, people sometimes say, you know what, I don't care what other people think. You know, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I don't care what other people think. The halacha mandates that we should care what other people think. Not in order to impress them, but because each of us, whether we recognize it or not, is a role model for someone and models behavior for someone. And as such, we have to be careful about what our behavior looks like. Even though I might know that what I'm doing is absolutely fine, I am chayiv to make sure that my behavior is beyond reproach. And even just when people look at me, they can't glean anything erroneous from the way that I conduct myself. We have a halachic concept like this of maris ayin, but also a hashkafic concept like this of v'yisem nekiyim, that a yid has to live beyond reproach. And even though I know that what I'm doing is fine, I can't say I don't care what other people think. I have to make sure that when people look at me, there is no doubt about the kashrus and about the authenticity of my dynamic life activity. Incredible Muslim. Next, kos bekosos. So we'll say, so case number one is literally where the blood itself gets mixed with each other. Let's say in case number two, I have a cup of sacrificial blood, a cup of kosher sacrificial blood, a cup of unfit sacrificial blood. So in other words, remember, blood after cup from Kabbalah, remember again, where did you shechted the animal? Where do you receive the blood? In the Klisharis. So let's say now I have a whole bunch of kelim, a whole bunch of cups that just get mixed together of sacrificial blood. What's the halacha? Kos bekosos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im karav kos echa yakrivu kala kosos. So you've actually seen this before. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you ended up offering up one of the cups, you can go ahead and offer up the rest of them. The Chum say no. Afilu karvu kulan chutz me'echam yishbach la'ama. Chum say no. And I both say, essentially the Chacham say that the cups getting mixed together is no different than when the blood gets mixed together. And any time you have fit and unfit sacrificial blood mixed together, pour it out. And even if it turns out that you already applied a number of the blood, the cups, right, to the Mizbeach, whatever is remaining, you still have to pour out. Rabbi Elazar, once you offered up one, essentially you could offer up the rest of them. Now, what's Rabbi Elazar's logic? His logic is that if you offered up one, we could assume that maybe the one that you offered up was the unfit one, and therefore you might as well just go ahead and offer up the rest after. So we'll come back to that machlokas. So it's an interesting case. You have sacrificial blood of a carbon, of carbonos that are where the blood application is done above the red line, mixed together with cups with blood from carbonos ultimately that have blood application below the red line. All right. Now, the truth is, interestingly enough, the halacha is like this. The halacha is the only carbon that is really applied lamala michot asikra above the red line. Ultimately, is a chatos. Right? Rashi points out over here. Minachot shenis arvu b'dam chatos shenitan lamala. Right? Dam chatos ultimately again is applied. Dam chatos is applied below, right? Dam chatos is applied below, right? Everything else is applied above. Sorry. Right? So again, so in this case over here, what's happening is we'll say. So remember, in the first two cases, I've got sacrificially fit and unfit blood mixed together. In this next cohort of cases over here, I have ultimately again blood that is applied lamala mixed together with blood that is applied lamata. So what do I do in this case? So the Gemara says, "Ani tarn lamata shenis arvu b'dam tarn lamala." Rabbi Elazar Omer, "Yitin lamala, v'ro ani esatachtona milamala kilu he mayim biyachshav yitin lamata." So Rabbi Elazar does something very interesting. He says, "No problem. Just do a set of blood applications above and a set of blood applications below." But what about the fact that if when you apply it above, you are potentially going ahead and putting blood that is supposed to be applied below now above? No problem. Just view that blood as if it's water. Just see this, in other words, so do the blood application above, and you know that when you do blood application above, you're getting the blood that you need to be applied above done there. And any blood that might be, needs to be applied below, that is now applied above, just view that as water. Just view it as water. And same thing when you apply the blood below. Do a blood application below. That way you know that you're getting the blood that has to be applied below. And anything that was supposed to be applied above, but is now being applied below, look at it like water. Okay, that's Rabbi Elazar's position. The Chachamim say, Yishpoch la'ama. So we'll say, you see a theme over here, right? The Chachamim say, essentially, any time that you've got confusion regarding sacrificial blood, pour it out. Pour it out. So whether that is kosher and pasul blood mixed together, whether that's lamala, lamata blood mixed together, just pour it out. Now the Gemara says, Vim lo nimlach. What happens if this happened and the Kohen did not ask what to do? He didn't ask a question. So what do you do? The Kohen didn't ask, but instead he just did the blood applications. Kosher. Ultimately, again, ex post facto, it's kosher. Ex post facto is kosher. Okay? Pay. 88. So I'll say, now listen to this. Let's say you have blood. Two different types of carbonos. So Rashi says, for example, you have the blood of a bechar animal mixed together ultimately again with blood of a miser animal, right? Miser behema animal. Now we'll say, now the common denominator amongst both of those sacrificial animals is there is one blood application. One blood application for both of them. Really, right? Achashishtaim, right? One that is two. One blood application. So let's say these two bloods, right? These two forms of blood got mixed together. So no problem. You'd not do b'matana achos. You could just do one blood application, and again, it suffices for both of them. Because why? Again, essentially, since they're the same in terms of blood application, no problem. Just do the one blood application, and you're good to go. Similarly, matan arba. If you have a carbon that was supposed to have four blood applications, that gets mixed together with another carbon that was for blood applications. So Rashi points out over here, for example, let's say you have the blood of an Ola mixed together with the blood of a Shlamim or blood of Asham. In all of these cases, the blood application is Shtayim Shehein Arba. It's two blood applications, which are four. So remember again, that was from way back when. You do the blood application on the corner, so it kind of spritzes on two sides, so it's two, that's four. So what's Talacha? No problem. You not do b'matan arba. Just do a blood application of four, and you're good to go, since they both require that. Here's where it becomes a little more complicated. Matan arba, matana achas. Okay, so as I said, we knew this was coming. What happens if you have the blood of a carbon that required four blood applications that gets mixed together with a carbon that has one blood application? So for example, you have the blood of an Ola that gets mixed together with the blood of a Bechar. So what do I do in this case? So watch this. Rabbi Elazar Omer, yidnatnu b'matan arba. Well, it says, no problem. Just do four blood applications. Right? Just do four blood applications. Now both say, what about the fact that let's say for the Bechar blood, you're doing three additional applications. What about that? So again, remember, Rabbi Elazar is the one who says, no problem. How do you view additional blood applications? Like water. And therefore, again, it's not going to be a problem. Rabbi Yeshua says, Yinatnu b'matana achas. Rabbi Yeshua says, ultimately, again, put them as one matana. So we'll say, see, hear this? Rabbi Elazar says, go ahead and do it all four. And Rabbi Yeshua says, just do one. What's at the root of their machlokes? This is so interesting. Amar Rabbi Elazar, harehu over abal tigra. Rabbi Elazar says, I don't say Rabbi Yeshua, how can you say to only do one blood application? After all, again, if Ola's in here, you need four. And if you go out and you only do one, you're in violation of Bal Tigra. They will say, what's Bal Tigra? Bal Tigra is the prohibition that says you cannot diminish from the mitzvos of the Torah. So the Torah says that an Ola needs four blood applications. So how can you only go ahead and do one? Amar Leir Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, 1 second. Right, Rabbi Lazar, you also have a problem. What's your problem? If you go ahead and you do four, that means you're adding on three to the blood applications of Bechar. Hari over Baal Tosif. There's an issue about Tosif. What's Baal Tosif? Baal Tosif is the biblical prohibition, ultimately, again, not to add on to mitzvahs. So don't you have a problem with that? To which the Lord says, Amalei Belazer, lo ne'amra Baal Tosif. Listen to this. Ela shehu ba'atzmo. So Rabbi Eliezer says back to Rabbi Yeshua, Baal Tosif is only when the mitzvah object is by itself, not in a case of mixture. Right? So for example, if you were to take the blood of a Bechar and you were to go ahead and apply to the Mizbeach, you were to do four blood applications, Ein Achinami, that's Baal Tosif. That's Baal Tosif because you're adding on to the mitzvah, right? Just like Rashi says, right? Rashi on Chumash says the paradigmatic case of Baal Tosif, right, is you add a fifth compartment to your tefillin. You add on another species to your lulav and esrog. The item is by itself, and you're adding something to it. But Rabbi Elazar says when there's a mixture, that's not Baal Tosif, because it's clear why am I adding something on in order to remedy the mixture. Rabbi Yeshua says back to Rabbi Elazar, Lo ne'amar b'al tigra k'shu ba'atzmo. Okay, I can say the same thing. Diminishing a mitzvah, right, is also only problematic when the mitzvah object is by itself, but not in the case of a mixture. Rabbi Yeshua said, Kishen asata avarta b'al tosif v'asisa ma'asa b'yadecha. Further, Rabbi Yeshua says, listen, Rabbi Eliezer, you are actively performing additional sprinklings, right? You're actively doing that. Kishalona sata, in other words, you're doing a maisa. Kishalona sata, avarta batigra. So Rabbi Yeshua says, I'll agree with you. Let's say it turns out that you're actually diminishing the mitzvah. But how are you diminishing the mitzvah? Lo asisa maisa biyadecha. Ultimately, again, you are not performing any active activity. So also what Rabbi Yeshua says at the end is like this. In general, in halacha, when you have a suffix, right, when you have a doubtful situation, and you're not sure exactly how to resolve it, there is a conventional wisdom that says, shave v'altase adif. That sometimes, again, non-action may be a preferable mechanism to what we'll call, I guess, like this conflict resolution. And again, I will say, in life in general, it's not so pashut that that's true, right? That doing nothing is the preferred course. But sometimes in halacha, when I'm faced with a problem, so again, this is what's interesting, is Rabbi Yeshua almost says like this. Rabbi Yeshua says, look, I've got this blood of an ola mixed together with the blood of a bechar. Blood of an ola requires 4 blood applications. Blood of a bechar requires 1 blood application. So what I know for sure has to be done is, 1 blood application, okay? So that, the problem is, so here's my choice. I could do another 3, but then I'm actively adding on to a mitzvah. I'm actively adding on. Or I could do nothing. Now, obviously, I'll agree that by doing nothing, what am I potentially doing? Diminishing from a mitzvah. But how am I violating that? Passively. Passively. So Rabbi Yeshua essentially says, if given a choice between, it sounds like Rabbi Yeshua says, I'm going to be violating something regardless. So if I'm going to be violating something regardless, I'd rather violate something passively than violate it actively. Very interesting. Okay. But let's say that's the Mishnah. That was a good Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says like this. Lo hichshech Rabbi Elazar ala shnayim shnayim. So we'll say, let's go back. This is to the first case of the Mishnah, or second case. Remember again, you have multiple cups of blood mixed with each other. In those cups is valid blood and invalid blood, kasher and pasul. So remember again, The Chachamim say, pour it out. Rabbi Elazar says, once one of them has been offered, you could offer up the rest. So remember, we've seen this before. What's Rabbi Elazar's logic? He says, look, I would agree with you, don't offer it. But once one of them has been offered, you can make the assumption that the possible one was offered, and therefore that gives you the license to offer up the rest. So it comes on Rabbi Elazar, and he qualifies Rabbi Elazar's statement, Lohesh Rabbi Elazar ala shnayim shnayim. That's only, in other words, when can you offer up the rest? If you offer them up 2 at a time. Let's say again, what's the logic there? Because 2 at a time, the statistical probability is that one of them for sure is not the possible one. Aval echad echad lo, but you can't offer it up 1 at a time. So the Rav Dimi raised the kash of Chum say, afilu karvan kulon chutz me'echad mehen yishboch la'ama. Here's the problem. The Lashon of the Chacham in the Mishnah says that even if everything except one was offered up, you have to go ahead and still pour it out, which makes it sound like the Machlokes is even by 1 cup. What is it? Let me explain this to you. What does it mean when they say one? My echad, zug echad. What does one mean? One means one pair. So the Chacham is saying, even if there are only 2 left, 1 pair left, you have to pour it out into the channel. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, as long as there is a pair, as long as there's 2 left, halacha l'maisa, you can go ahead and pour it out. Now the Gemara says, utsricha. Now we'll say, and I remember again, we just essentially stated the same case twice. In other words, the previous case was a couple of days ago. Remember again, the previous case was where you have sacrificial parts, right? Some sacrificial parts came from an animal that was a balmum, and other sacrificial parts came from an animal that was kosher. The sacrificial parts get mixed together. The chum say, burn it all. Right? In other words, you have to take it out to the Beis Hadesh and take it out somewhere. Right? Can't put it on this back, the whole thing is invalid. And Rabbi Elazar says, as long as something has been offered, you're allowed to offer up the rest. So seemingly it's the same case, right? So the Gemara essentially stated the same case, but one time it illustrated it with mixed up sacrificial parts. This Mishnah, it illustrated it with cups of sacrificial blood. So the obvious kasha is, why do you need the same case twice? So I'll tell you why. Tzvicha, you need both cases. Why? Di'i itmar baha. Because if you would have just said the first case, baha kam Rabbi Elazar, bishum dis avid be kaparaso. We'll say, if we would have just said the first case of the sacrificial limbs that were mixed together, I would have said, okay, those could be offered up. Why? Because when you're talking about limbs, that means what was already done? Zrika, the blood service. If you remember again, we'll say, if there's one thing we know about karbanos, for many of us, there's only one thing we know about karbanos, it is that Allah Lamaisa Zrika is the ikr. Zrika is the ikr. And once you've done Zrika, ultimately, again, kapara has been affected. So I would have thought like this. In the case where the limbs are mixed up, the reason why Rabbi Elazar allows you to offer up everything is because the blood service has been done, kapara has been affected, and therefore you're good to go. Aval, Maybe in the case of where the blood itself, right, where the suffix is with the blood itself. Therefore, again, Abba said, remember, the blood is the mechanism of kapara. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer agrees that the whole thing should just be poured out. And if we would have just only said the case, ultimately, again, of the blood, that's the case, again, in the case of the blood, that's where the Rabbanon ultimately, again, require you to pour out the mixture. Aval baha, maybe in the case of the sacrificial limbs that get mixed up together. Ema moldi le the Rabbi Elazar. Ema moldi le Rabbi Elazar. Maybe they agree with Rabbi Elazar. Therefore, tzuricha. Then Rabbi say, Elohim HaLamayis, the cases are dissimilar enough that we actually do need to state both of them. But again, bottom line, the machlokis is the same, which is Rabbi Eliezer saying that whenever you have these cases of mixture, if something has been offered, essentially we could assume that the prohibited item has been offered, and that gives you the license to offer up everything else. The Chachamim say no, not true. Halacha Maisa, in these cases of mixture, what do? Pour it out. Pour it out / destroy it. Okay, Tanan Hassam. Suppose another interesting case. Tzluchis shenaflu l'socha mayim. Suppose say, tzluchis literally is a flask. A flask of what? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says tzluchis shalmei chatos hamukdashin shenafa l'socha mayim da'alma kosher. Suppose they say, now I have a flask of para aduma water. Okay, and what happened to it? Water, regular water, fell into it. Any amount. So we'll say, what's the halacha? What do you do now? What does one do now with this paraduma water? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yazesh Tehazos. This is very interesting. Rabbi Eliezer says, halacha lemaisa, now you want to use it, obviously, to purify someone who is tameh. What do you need to do? Two sprinklings. Rabbi will say, now why two sprinklings? Again, what's the logic over here? So Bepashos, what it sounds like is Rabbi Eliezer is concerned about the fact that there is alien water, right? Mundane water that's mixed in over here. Therefore, if you do two sprinklings, you could be confident that what? That you've for sure at least gotten one with the water of the paraduma. That seems to be the logic. Chacham postling. Amazing. And Chacham say, no, the mixture is pasul. The mixture is puzzle. Says the Gemara, let's analyze this. Bishlam Rabbanan Savri Yesh Bila. Now, both say, this is very interesting. The Chacham obviously hold that when they will call it the mundane water gets mixed in with the paraduma water, Yesh Bila. What does Yesh Bila mean? That the waters combine, they mix together. They mix together. And because they mix together, ultimately, again, you can't really know when you sprinkle what you're sprinkling. Are you sprinkling paraduma water? Are you sprinkling regular water? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Bishlam Rabbanan Savri Yesh Bila, Kidisnan Mas Nisin, Imlo Nimlach Vinasan, right? Kasher, Alma Samchinan Abila. But suppose I so remember again, the Gemara is actually referencing the Mishnah, right? So the Mishnah said that halacha l'maisa, if you have blood, ultimately again, that, right, lamala blood and lamata blood that gets mixed together, right? So remember the Chum said that if the Kohen didn't ask and he applied it, it's kosher. Why? Because we assume everything gets mixed together. Rashi says, Alma samchina nabila va'amra lach ha-mis'arev b'lach mis'arev b'kulo ve'in lecha tipa mizeh shelo yeheba mechavera k'tzas v'hachinami nehi di'yesh bila v'yesh b'chol azam in amayim ha-ksherim. So I say, interestingly enough, Sa'aloch ha-lamaysa, the Chachamim must hold. So Bishlam Rabbanan Savi Yesh Bila. So the Chachamim hold that, number one, there is mixture. Therefore, again, we assume that the mundane water got fully mixed with the paraduma water. Furthermore, what else do they hold? V'azah tzrich ha-shir. Ultimately, again, the sprinkling of the paraduma water requires a shir. Now, again, I will say, what exactly that shir is, the Gemara doesn't say, but it requires a shir. Ve'in mitzterfin lahazos. And individual sprinklings cannot go ahead and combine to form the shir. So I'll say, watch this. So remember again, let's go back to the case. I have a flask of paraduma water. Mundane water gets mixed in. So now, what's the status of the mixture? The chachamim say pasul. Can't use it. It's not going to work. Why? That is based on three pieces of information. Number one, yesh bila. Water combines, right? Water combines. There's a mixture. Therefore, again, we view the mundane water as being thoroughly mixed, ultimately again with the paraduma water. That's number one. Number two, hazah tzricha shir. When you sprinkle paraduma water upon the tummy person, you require a requisite amount of paraduma water. So both say so, right? And number three, individual acts of sprinkling do not combine to form the requisite shear. When you put all of those three things together, it makes sense why the Chachamim say that this mixture is going to be possible. Why? Because every single time the Kohen sprinkles the Pardumor upon the Tomei person, what's the issue? The issue is there's mundane water mixed in there. Because of that, we don't know if we have the shear. And because of that, no matter how many times I sprinkle, the individual sprinklings do not combine to form the requisite shear. Therefore, they hold it'll be possible. And Rabbi Eliezer and Micah Sabar. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold? What's his shita? Now again, remember, Rabbi Eliezer holds, how do you remedy this situation? Sprinkle twice. Sprinkle twice and you're good to go. Rabbi Eliezer and Micah Sabar. Ikas Sabar ein bila. If he holds, ultimately, again, ein bila. Right, that the waters don't combine. So ultimately, what good does it do to sprinkle twice? In other words, right, if you hold ein bila, the water doesn't combine. So again, ultimately, again, what good is two sprinklings? After all, dilma tarvayu maya kamazi. So you both say, if the water doesn't combine and you sprinkle twice, then maybe what? Maybe both times when you sprinkle, what are you sprinkling? Mundane water and not paraduma water. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer must hold that the water does mix in, right? It does combine. It gets mixed in. So therefore, again, fine. And therefore, every time you sprinkle, we know, now here's what's interesting. That means every time you sprinkle, what are you getting? You're getting mundane water and paraduma water. So if he holds that the sprinkler is no shear for the amount of water for paraduma, but any amount suffices, lama lishtei hazos. Then why do you need two sprinklings, right? What's the purpose of two sprinklings? Ela kasar basar, rather watch this. Rabbi Eliezer must hold, ela kasavar, hazot shechashir. That obviously, again, the sprinkling requires a certain amount, right? You have to have a defined amount for the hazah. The Gemara says, now watch this. V'ikasavar in mitstarfen la'azos. Now if he holds that individual sprinklings do not combine to form the requisite shear, ki mazeshtei hazos mayhavi. What good is it that he did two sprinklings? V'inami mitstarfen la'azos. And even if the sprinklings do combine, miyemar demali le'shiura. Then who says that it's going to combine to form the requisite shear? So therefore, both say, so again, so the shita of the Chachamim is pretty clear. What we don't understand is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Now clearly, he must hold yesh bila, right? He must hold that the waters combine. Because if the waters don't combine, then even if you sprinkle two times, if you sprinkle 20 times, it still shouldn't be valid. Why? Because maybe each time that you're sprinkling, what are you sprinkling? What are you sprinkling? Regular, mundane water. So he must hold yesh bila. He must hold that there's a combination. But again, if he holds that there's a shear, who says you're getting the shear? And again, if he holds that halacha lemaisa, the individual sprinklings don't combine, then who says the shear is combining? And if you say they do combine, how do you know they're combining to form the requisite shear? To which the Gemara says, Reish Lakish, therefore again, I'm Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, you're right. Yeah, let's analyze this. And I will say, Reish Lakish is analyzing Rabbi Eliezer. He says like this, Liolam yesh bila. In reality, again, we're going to hold that halacha lemaisa, there is bila. Waters combine. Vaza tzrichashir. And when you sprinkle the waters of para aduma, you do require a certain requisite amount. V'acham asking on what's the case? Kegon shenis arbu achos ba'achos. What's the case of Osei? Where the waters got mixed in a one-to-one ratio. So therefore, again, because there's such an equal ratio, we are confident that in every sprinkling, you are getting the requisite shear. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi is the first of the intermediate wide lines. Hachamai askin kegoshen es arvu achas b'achas. Shir hazah mizu v'shir hazah mizu. Vinis arva. So again, Abba said, we are confident that in the ratio of the mixture is, there is enough of the sprinkling of the paraduma water, enough of the sprinkling of the mundane water. Hilchach, ki mazesh te hazos al karchach, mali le shiura, shahari lo hayu mina psulin elkan elikede hazah achos, behu havishtaim. Sorry, vihizlashtaim. So it says, it was like this. The amount of water mixed in was only enough mundane water for one sprinkling, and for the paraduma water, also enough water for one sprinkling. Therefore what? Therefore, when you go ahead and you sprinkle it twice, you could be absolutely sure that You got both paraduma water and mundane water. In other words, so obviously it's a very specific case. There's only exactly enough water for two sprinklings. Therefore, when you do two sprinklings, I know with certainty that I got the paraduma water. Beautiful, easy enough. Rava Amar Rava says the olam yesh bila. Rava has a different interpretation. He says, "What's the case? The case is where we hold yesh bila. Yes, that waters combine. Waters combine. Vaza ain't tricha shir. And we also hold that there is no shir for the sprinkling of paraduma water. Now we'll say so. If that's the case, then halacha lemaisa. What's going on over here? The Gemara says, "Uknasa the kansura banan ki hechi dlo mishtarishle." And ultimately, again, what are we talking about over here? Halacha said this is a rabbinic penalty. A rabbinic penalty in order that one should not benefit from the waters of the paraduma. Take a look at Rashi. Second Y line in Rashi. Rava Amr the Olam Yeshbila Vazayin Tzvich Hashir. Ushte Hazos the Ka'amar Lav Lemilu Yeshiura. Therefore, again, Rabbi Eliezer's two sprinklings is not to form the requisite shir. Ela Knosu, rather it's a penalty, Delonishtar, Shalo Yistakir Benefila Zu Laharbos. In other words, essentially Rava says like this, we don't want the person benefiting from the fact that mundane water was mixed in. How do you go ahead and ensure that he doesn't benefit? Mandate additional sprinklings. So again, it's a penalty. Okay, that's Rava. Ravashi says, ain't bila. Ravashi says, ultimately again, there is no mixture. So because there's no mixtures of the waters, therefore what? Yaze shte hazos. Ultimately, again, sprinkle twice. Look at Rashi. Ravashi Amar, Hagir Sazu Mishubeshes Besram, Venira Beinai Dehaki Garsinan. Ravashi Amar, Mayim Kol Shehutnan, Vein Bila Yaze shte hazos. Okay, so Rashi understands it over here. Ravashi is talking about a case where a very minute amount of water got mixed in, and there is no combination, and therefore, due to hazos, that way you're sure that you're getting the Para Aduma water. Incredible. Aitabo says, so three different interpretations, Rish Lakish, Rava, and Ravashi, all of the position of Rabbi Eliezer. So Gemara says, Meis Gemara is the Kasha, Meisve, Rabbi Omer, Ledivrei Rabbi Eliezer, Hazah Koshu Mitaharas. So the Gemara says, so Rabbi's going to Eliezer, a sprinkling of any amount is able to affect Tara. Vaz, and furthermore, Hazah Ein Tzri Chashir, ultimately, again, there is no shear. Ultimately, again, for Hazah. And Hazah mechza kashu mechza pasal. And ultimately, again, we'll say, if you have a Hazah, sprinkling, that is half kashu, half pasal, what's that case? That case, ultimately, again, is where you have mundane water mixed in amud beis. Right? Hazah mechza kashu vatsa basal. Actually, before I both say, just take a quick look at Rashi, before we turn the page. Sorry, Rashi at the end of Amud Aleph, Vazah mechza kashu mechza pasal, v'lo tima Hazah koshu, dikshera mi'u lo ye'ima taroves pasal, ala filu yeshma taroves pasal, machshir. So again, ultimately, so again, Rebbe is encouraging Eliezer, even if you have a mixture, half paraduma water, half pasal water, ultimately, again, that mixture is going to be valid. What do you see from Rebbe? Look at Rashi. Says, Alma, taimad Rebbe Eliezer, tebayi tarti, lab mishum tzirafu, letzarfa lushir da kartani, etzricha vakash l'reish lakish. So we'll say, so essentially, the way Rebbe ultimately, again, is highlighting it, is that Halacha Lamaisa, again, Reish Lakish said that according to Eliezer, Hazah Tzricha Shir, Hazah requires a requisite amount. Rebbe seems to be highlighting that a little bit differently. So mostly now, Amud Beis, Va'otanya. Furthermore, we learned, Va'otanya Behedja, we learned explicitly, Hanitanin Lamala, Shinis Arvu Benitanin Lamata. So we'll say this is our Mishnah, right? Ultimately, again, if you have blood, right? Lamala blood that is mixed together with Lamata blood. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yitin Lamala, Vatachtonim Alumlo. Vatachtonim Alulo. So remember again, we'll say, what was Rabbi Eliezer's position? Rabbi Eliezer's position, if you have Lamala blood mixed with Lamata blood, what do? Do the blood application Lamala. What about the Lamata blood? View it as if it's water. And same thing, Lamata. Now take a look at Rashi. Tap Rashi. Va'od Tanya. Now we'll say, now all of this is Tiyufta L'Rav Ashi. The Amar Taima Deba'i Tarti Mishum De'in Bila. Now remember again, Rav Ashi's view was that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the reason why you need two sprinklings is because Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein bila, right? Because again, the blood doesn't get mixed together. So he says, "Dishamina Rabbi Lazar, the isle bila mehanach karti masnaisa." The time Rabbi Lazar kurava bechad. So remember again, it's clear from here that Kuntra Rabbi Lazar does hold yesh bila. He holds that everything gets mixed together, right? So again, that's clearly contradicting Rav Ashi. Take one more Rashi. Ani tana lemalo chasak adait dam chatos v'dam ola yitein lemalo lahachshir dam chatos the mitzvah lahaktim al yoron tachtonik. So ultimately, again, all of this seems to indicate that halacha lemaisa, Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh bila. So that contradicts Rav Ashi. Vi amrit ein bila. Now again, if you hold ein bila, like Rav Ashi says, then amai alulo. Then why does the blood application work? Dilma kayohiv al yonim lamata vatachkon lamala. Maybe at the end of the day, now Rabbi say, if you hold yesh bila, that means everything gets mixed together. If everything gets mixed together, then what? Then halacha lemaisa, then when you do the blood applications above, so how do you know that you're applying the right blood anywhere? In other words, maybe you're placing the lamala blood lamata and the lamata blood lamala. Hacham ask, you know, what's the case over here? Kigon diika ruba al yonim. This is interesting. The case has to be where the majority of blood that we're talking about actually was Elyonim blood. That was the majority of the mixture. The kayoev lemala shir tachtonim va'od. And again, therefore, you're placing lemala the minimum shir of the lemata blood and a little bit more. I hatachtonim alulo. So ultimately, again, but here's the problem with that is that the Mishnah does say that you do the same process with the lower bloods and it works. To which the Gemara says, L'shem Shirayim. When it says ultimately again that it works for the bottom bloods, for the lower bloods, it actually is not talking about actual blood applications lamata, rather it's talking about that the lamata blood is going to have the status of Shirayim. Okay, incredible. So Tashma, Nasa lamata v'lo nimlach. So again, Rabbi say, yet the Braisa said, if the coin did the blood applications lamata without asking us, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yachzar V'yitin Lamala. Rabbi Eliezer says you have to go back and do the blood applications above. V'atachtonim alulo. And ultimately, again, the bottom blood applications work. So the Twitch Gemara says once again, Hachanami, what's the case over here? Beruba Elyonim, where the majority of the mixture blood ultimately, again, was Elyon, was upper blood. And therefore, again, the Kayoev Lamala, Shir Tachtonim V'old. And therefore, you're doing the blood application above. The amount, the minimum amount of the tachtonim, and a little bit more. But it says that even the bottom blood applications works. To which the gemara says l'shem shirayim. It means ultimately, again, for the sake of shirayim, not actually for the actual blood applications. So Tashma, let's analyze a bit more. So again, just to appreciate what's happening over here. So remember again, the Shita of the Chachamim, where we're focusing now pretty much on the case of the Paraduma, right? So remember again, you've got Paraduma water and regular mundane water gets mixed in. What's the impact of that on the Paraduma water? So the Chachamim essentially say, Pasal. Puzzle, right? And again, I will say, the way we explained that was a three-tiered approach. Number one, yesh bila, waters get mixed together. Number two, hazah requires a shear, requires a requisite amount. And number three, individual sprinklings do not combine to form that requisite shear. When you put those three things together, then it becomes abundantly clear that what? That halacha lemaisa, the mixture is puzzle, right? The issue is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, what do you do? Go ahead and do two sprinklings. We can't quite figure out why that works. So we'll say, so that's the three machlokes, Reish Lakish, Rava, and Ravashi. Right now, we're consistently challenging Reish Lakish, right? Because Reish Lakish holds Yesh Bila. Reish Lakish, right? Reish Lakish's entire position is predicated on Yesh Bila. The waters ultimately, again, combine together. So we're, and again, Reish Lakish is Yesh Bila. Hazar requires a shear, and ultimately, again, Hazar requires a shear. So we're just challenging Reish Lakish over and over. That's what's happening over here. So let's go a little bit weiter. Tashma. Nasam lamata v'lo nimlach. Did I just read that? No, Tashma. Nasam lamala. Right? That's where I left off? Yeah. Tashma. Nasam lamala v'lo nimlach. If ultimately, again, so we'll say once again, the sacrificial blood gets mixed together. You placed it above, the Kohen placed it above the lo nimlach. He did not ask. So what's the halacha? Esel Gemara says, You have to go ahead and place it once again. You have to do another blood application below. The Gemara says, ve'elu ve'elu alalo. And ultimately, again, both work. So we'll say, so again, it would appear that this holds yesh bila. Yesh bila. To which the Gemara says, once again, hachanami beruba al yonim. It's talking about a case where the majority of blood was upper blood. And ultimately, again, what you have to say is he's placing above the shear of that tachonim plus a little bit more. To which the Gemara says, I vaha elu ve'elu olo katani, mi katani elu ve'elu modim, elu ve'elu olo. Sorry, elu ve'elu olo. So we'll say ultimately, again, use lashon of elu ve'elu olo, that both, ultimately, again, both will work. Seifa asan rabbanon, the Amr Yesh Bila, and the Seifa ultimately again has to go according to the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon are the one ultimately again who hold Yesh Bila. To which the Gemara says essentially it could very well be that it's reflective of just two different views, and it's possible still that the Chachamim ultimately hold Yesh Bila, and Rabbi Eliezer will still hold Halacha Lamaisa Ein Bila. In Bila, that's possible also. So therefore, again, it's still possible that the contradiction of the Kashan Reish Lakish ultimately, again, still applies. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up, again, we're not finished with this. So we still have to, right, what we still have to figure out over here is the resolution specifically, ultimately, by the Paraduma case, because that is an interesting case. What do you do when mundane water gets mixed in with Paraduma water? So that still remains to be seen. Plus, in general, how do we hold with this Yesh Bila? Ein Bila. Obviously, they're all connected. Maybe that's some resolution on this tomorrow. Shkoyach.